The six commissioners voted 3-2 with one abstention, in effect delaying the vote for another day. Commissioners Elaine Boyer and Kathy Gannon voted against the deal. Commissioner Gannon.
We have got parks and recreation facilities all over this county that we do not have the money to take care of.
Under the deal, the county would buy the South DeKalb YMCA with taxpayer-backed green space bonds for about $5 million and then lease the property back to the Y for $1 a year. The money from the sale would go to rehab the Y and expand programming. Gannon says it's unfair to use the bond money to aid the Y's renovation while current parks deteriorate.
What do we tell our constituents? We can't use the bond money. That's a pot of money that the voters agree we're going to be for buying green space.
Commissioner Jeff Rader also opposes the deal, but abstained from voting. He said he did so because in the case of a tie, final say goes to interim CEO Lee May, who supports the deal.
If we were getting substantial new facilities, if we were serving an area of the county that didn't have any recreational facilities, then I think that that is a good thing to talk about. But this is opportunistic.
But May says upgrades are needed so the Y can expand its programming to more citizens.
This is an opportunity to increase the value and the level of service level that the YMCA will provide in a community that needs it.
Speaking after the vote, Metro Atlanta YMCA Chief Operating Officer Eston Hood said he's still confident an agreement can be reached.
This is about blending resources to be able to continue to help the broader community. That's all it is. That's what the Y has always been about and will continue to be about.
The deal will likely be discussed at the commission's next meeting on June 24th. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.